Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1147, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of the Halachas of Shinoi Mokoim. Just to talk a minute about when one is outside. One is outside, and again, we've been discussing in the past, it's called, we're trying to go in conjunction with the writing, which would be Shiur number 299, but be it as it may. So one is outside, and there's a fence, a gate around the area where they are. Not a yard, whatever. It could be in the park, or whatever the case is. So one is outside in an enclosed area. That's what we like to call it, an enclosed area. For example, there's a fence or a gate enclosure around the area where one is, then we're going to say that in general, the entire area is sort of like considered one room. It's sort of like one enclosed, it's one enclosed area, which is sort of like a room whereby one could actually move around. So in other words, even to the extent if one is in an enclosed area where there are few trees, let's say they're in an area in the park where they're tree, or let's say in a place where trees whereby one is allowed to eat from. I don't want to say the word park, whatever the case is, they're in a certain area where there's trees and they could actually eat from the trees. It's not so mastabred such a case like that, but the Shulchan Aruch brings down a case like that. Now a simen kuf ein ches. Again, in general, you're not going to find people in general not going eating off of trees unless they go sort of like apple picking, these type of things, or possibly maybe in a backyard that's closed off. But the bottom line is, we'll get to a case which does come up right away, but the bottom line is, if the area is enclosed, it's enclosed at all four sides, so then even though it might be a little bit of a larger area, then it becomes automatic intention that one bracha, they make a very pre-ace, that bracha would go on all the trees in that area. Again, that's the case in the Shulchan Aruch, so it's not something that comes up so much nowadays, but be it as it may. So how would it work, for example, in something, how could we look at it in a case in time with that comes up, you know, often by us, especially in the warmer weather, people are outside, how would that work? Okay, so for example, you have sometimes a picnic area, sometimes in a park or in a zoo, whatever the case is. You have picnic areas, right? And you have different, you have benches, you have tables and so on. So somebody starts eating and they didn't wash or whatever the case is. They're eating Shashahakal, who ate or who Adama, and they're eating on one table, right? They want to eat on one table, and the entire area, that the whole area that they're in with all the tables, chairs, whatever the case is, the benches, is enclosed, right? It's enclosed on all four sides. So now they would like to move from one bench to another. And we've spoken about in the past that, you know, you have to see the other place. In other words, if you move, you have to be able to see the original location when you're outside. But when it's totally fenced, you do not have to. You do not have to see. That's the point over there. For example, so just real quickly to go through it again, if there's one's in a picnic area and the place that they are it's an enclosed area with a gate or fence or whatever the case, a wall all around it, right? So then, and on all four sides, so then it will be no problem of Shinei Mokoim. In other words, if they change their area, even if they cannot see the original place. In other words, let's say they move to a bench or a table at the other end of the eating area, right, within the picnic area. They move to another place, and they push it, cannot see the place where they started, or the view is blocked off, trees, whatever the case is. So then, even in such a case, since it is totally enclosed on all four sides, it would be okay, and no extra bracha would be needed. Obviously, in the case of Mazonos or Hamotzi, there's nothing to talk about. We're talking about, again, Shehakel, Huadama, or Ho'eitz. Now, the same thing would apply in the case of Shulchan Aruch that talks about trees, that one could eat from one tree and another. But the bottom line is over here also that one would not have to have in mind also, pretty much Lechat Chila, one would not have to have in mind. Now, the Mishnah Berurah does bring down that he actually brings the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah over there. Now it's Siman Kuf Ayin Ches Sif Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Ches. It Chai Yadam says that the Makom Mechitzas Loi Beinan Dai to Beferish. One would not have to have das. Would not have to have intent to move around. Again, an enclosed area, and even if you cannot see the place. Now, there are those who do hold, the Mishnah Berurah talks about, there are those who do hold that one should have it in mind. So, l'chatchila, if it's possible, one should have it in mind. But definitely, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the chayyadim, in case whereby one did not have in mind, let's say when they're moving around, whether eating from the trees, or but back in our case, which applies a little bit more, from table to table, or bench to bench, whatever the case is. In such a case, when it's totally enclosed, and even if one cannot see the original place, so in such a case, one did not have all the you know, the other area in mind when they made the original bracha, and they just made a general bracha. They didn't have specific intent, but they're going to move here, move there. If it's possible, one should try and do that to cover all grounds, but in case one did not, then we still say either all the trees in the area, like the Shulchan Aruch brings down the case, or all the benches or the tables in that enclosed area would be covered under that same bracha, unless one has specific intent to eat only on that one area or from that one tree. You know, in other words, they have in mind Badafka, if they're reading, you know, they're picking off a tree in an apple picking area, whatever, something like that. The Badafka have only this one tree and that's it. You know, or they're reading in the picnic area and they have in mind only to sit at this table and that's it. I'm not moving no matter what. Oh, so that would talk to be a problem. But otherwise, if it's a general bracha, and they did not have a mind to move around, it would still would be fine as long as it's totally enclosed, and even if they cannot see the place. If it's possible, one should try and have a mind to cover all grounds. But again, the Mishnah Berurah does bring the Chayyadim that says it is not a problem, even if one did not have a mind, and if they have to move, as long as the area is totally enclosed, and if they cannot see the place, it's fine. If they could see the place, even in an open area, right? If I could see it in my original location, we'll talk about that some more. Blinei de Bezras Hashem, but that would be okay even in open areas. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. Okay, we'll stop here. But these are important halachas because, in fact, even though one might say, well, it's outside or whatever, this and that, and it's in a yard, it's in a not in a yard, I should say, it's in a park, in a zoo, whatever, and, you know, picnic areas, whatever, but these things come up, especially warmer weather, right? Summertime, people are outside a lot. And a lot of times, for whatever reason, they want to move. You know, there's something going on in a certain area. Sometimes you have allowed the music, or you have people not dressed, or whatever the case might be. And somebody just wants to, you know, wants to move, whatever the case is, you know, for various different reasons. So one should know these are the halachas to go by when they are eating outside. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha. Kol tov.